particular topic is a challenge because when kids are misbehaving, things can start to get kind of complicated. And in the midst of this complicated scenario that's happening, we have to manage our anger and we have to come up with some effective response, and it can be very challenging. This is probably one of the points within our parenting journey where it's real easy to take a wrong turn. So as a result, because we are only going to be able to cover the basics of this, I am including some resources in the after call where you can get more details. Most of those are audio and the book itself, because if you really want to kind of get the nitty-gritty details and really fully understand this, those would probably be the best places. And I've never listed on the after call resources anything that had a fee to it. This time, the recordings are only $5 for the download, so it's very well worth it to get the information. And the book is $25, and of course, it includes everything, not just the topic that we're going to be calling about today. So anyway, if everybody has their worksheet, let's go ahead and get started and start talking about why kids misbehave and what you can do to prevent or stop it. In reading that first line there, whenever children are misbehaving, we first need to stop and ask ourselves why. Now, you would probably think that there are a gazillion reasons why children misbehave. But really, if you ask three questions that are part of what I call the Universal Blueprint Parenting Success Formula, which you are only going to learn in Parents Tool Shop, you'll actually see that every instance of misbehavior will actually fit within one of five categories. Now, Fred, you're a graduate. Are there any other graduates who have joined the call? Okay. Fred, do you feel like you remember the three questions?
I remember some of it, I think, unintentional,
on purpose. All right. Let's see how we'll give you a quick refresher, and you can, if you remember those hand signals that we learned in class, I'll let you help me just tell folks what the three questions are, and that'll give you a little refresher, and this won't be totally one-directional. So let's go through this. The three questions, and actually, parent educators, I'll tell you when we're done with the three questions where these came from so you kind of know the basis of these. The first question is you want to figure out, is this a – Fred, what's the first one? First question is – do you remember?
I can think of is it an I or them, but it's not that.
Okay, yes. Is it a child problem or the other person's problem? So is it
parent
a child problem or a parent problem? So fill in the blanks with child and parent. Now, there's some details as to how you would actually answer these questions, but today, because we're focusing on misbehavior, and one of the criteria for whether or not it's a parent problem involves inappropriate behavior, we know that if misbehavior is involved, we're going to be saying it's a parent problem. So in the third blank there, one of the criteria is whether the problem involves inappropriate behavior. So therefore, all misbehavior is a parent problem. Now, I want you to write the word parent in the sentence I just read. But then under question two, where it says, the second line where it says PU equals a blank problem, put parent in that blank. And then the line below that where it says PO equals a, that's a parent problem too. So we're kind of, if you imagine this like a math problem, it's a parent problem, and we're going to carry that down to the second question. So all misbehavior is a parent problem. But when misbehavior is involved, you go to the second question. And Fred, I think you remembered, you mentioned one of these. If there's misbehavior, you need to ask yourself, is it
unintentional?
Unintentional
or
on purpose. So that's how you fill in question two. Is it unintentional or on purpose? PU would be a parent problem that involves unintentional misbehavior. And we're going to look at these in a little bit more detail once we get through the questions. PO, the P is for parent problem, and it involves on-purpose misbehavior. Okay? And we'll take a look at how that works in a minute.